Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Caring for the Community. I'm Andrea Perry. As you know, our show is brought to you each week by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee and Memorial Health System. Well, this week coming up, March 7th through 11th, is National Patient Safety Awareness Week. And the month of March just happens to be National Kidney Month. So we're combining these two observances in one interview today because they are very related. It's so important. If you or someone you know suffers from a chronic illness like hypertension or diabetes and you're on medication, it is so vital that you take your medication to avoid other complications. And sometimes your pharmacist can end up being your very best friend. So our next guest is going to explain to us why it is so important to take our medications properly and how to better utilize your pharmacist. We're joined by Dr. Nicole Pilch. Good morning, Dr. Pilch. How are you?
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us and sharing with us and discussing this topic. So let's break it down. Why is it so important for people who have hypertension or diabetes or even kidney transplant patients, for example? Why is it so important that they take their medications as prescribed?
Well, medications definitely can hurt you if they're not taken properly. And really, you need to keep an open line of communication with your pharmacist and with your physicians and really articulate if you're having problems with your medicines, if they're prescribed too frequently and that doesn't fit within your lifestyle. Really, the bottom line is we want to make sure that the medications are helping you and increasing your quality of life and not inhibiting things.
Right, and that is so important. That's really what it's all about, to help make you better. But if people don't take them as they're prescribed, or just say, you know, I feel good today, I don't have to take that pill today, it could really lead to some other problems, which brings me to my next question. What are some of the difficulties that prevent patients from maybe taking their medications as they should?
Well, there's lots of reasons, but the most often is because patients have side effects, or they're taking multiple medications several times a day, or even in the case of a transplant patient, as you said, your kidney is working and you don't feel like you necessarily need to take your medications to prevent rejection. But that's, you know, I tell my patients, your immune system's really smart, and even if you miss one or two doses, the immune system can pop back up and cause a rejection. So we want to hear about any issues that you're having with your medicines and make sure that you're telling us when you're having problems before something happens.
Right. And of course, a lot of patients, they may not take the medication because they're having difficulty affording medications with the state of the economy as it is today.
No, that's correct. Fortunately, there's a lot of resources out there for patients to help out with your medications, medication assistance programs through various drug companies. And there's a great website online called needymeds.com that patients can go to and find some additional information. And obviously, seeking out your pharmacist and letting them know that you're having problems before you potentially, either we have patients who like to spread out their doses and sort of save their medicines, and
right, that's
not a great option either.
Right. And what was the website again?
Needymeds.com.
Needy, N-E-E-D-Y,
meds.com. Correct.
Got it. Because I know people will call me, what was that website again? But, that is so important. And like I mentioned earlier, a lot of times if you're in between doctor visits, your pharmacist can actually really be of help to you. Can you kind of elaborate on that a little bit?
No, that's a great point as well. Your pharmacist is out there in the community. We're readily available. Lots of pharmacies are open 24 hours, and so you always have a resource that you can get in touch with. And also when you're in the hospital, a lot of people don't realize that pharmacists are on the floor rounding with teams and double-checking all those medication orders, and we're always happy to come to the bedside if you ever have any questions associated with your medicines.
Right, and that's so important to know that. I don't think people really take advantage of that as much as they probably should, and this is someone who is trained and who can really, you know, be a benefit, particularly for elderly patients, to kind of help them, you know, stay on track with taking multiple medications. So that is really, really important, and we really want to encourage that. Let me go back just a little bit. I meant to ask you about this earlier. When people don't follow through and take their medications properly, for example, someone who has hypertension and they don't take their medication, their blood pressure medication, what are some of the complications maybe that could arise?
Well, long term with any untreated chronic condition, you can have, you know, target end organ damage, like in the case of my patients, having kidney failure or whatnot. And really, you have to tell your physicians if why you're not taking your medicines and not to be embarrassed about the associated side effects, and always keep a up-to-date medication list. Commonly, we have patients who are admitted to the hospital and we have a medication list that's incorrect. And if we were to restart all of those medicines, that could actually do you a lot of harm. So really, it's just to be honest with your communication with your providers.
Right. And that, you bring out a good point about being honest and just being upfront. You know, and telling the truth about it, not, you know, feeling like, oh, I'm going to get in trouble if I don't do this. You could get in a lot more trouble health-wise by not following through. And going back to the issue of not being able to always afford medication, can a pharmacist also be of assistance there if a patient is, you know, in a situation where they cannot pay for their medicine?
Absolutely. We have lots of generic alternatives that we can help you find and talk with you and your physician about different alternatives that are less expensive. Even patients who have great insurance plans, sometimes their medicines, you know, are on a higher tier and their copay is extremely high. And so we can help out there as well, along with potentially even getting you free medicines at our my local hospital. We actually have a whole patient assistance group that we refer patients to, and lots of centers are starting to create those places because we know patients have lots of problems with their medicines. So the key is not to be embarrassed. It's a very common problem.
Right, it is a very common problem, and I guess if they don't take away anything else from this interview, I really hope that they really begin a dialogue. You know, we always tell them have an open dialogue with your doctor or your healthcare provider, but start talking to your pharmacist. You know, just build that relationship with your pharmacist. Start asking questions and building a good rapport, because you may be able to take advantage of some really great options to help you along the way. But if you don't know, if you don't ask, you don't know, right?
Right, exactly.
So that's very important. We're just about ready to wrap up. And again, we're talking with Dr. Nicole Pilch, who has given some great information. But if people want to find out more, they want to do a little researching on their own, and of course, we definitely encourage them to talk to their local pharmacist. But where would you advise them to go? You gave us one website. It's needymed.com, right?
That's correct.
And any other references that you would recommend?
Another great website that you can use is called safemedication.com, and that's a great place to just look up some safety tips and also create your own up-to-date medication list, and it has some other great tools for patients.
All right. Safety medication.
Safe medication.
Oh, safemedication.com and needymeds.com.
That's correct.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thank you again, Dr. Nicole Pilch, representing the American Society of Health System Pharmacists and the Research and Education Foundation for this organization as well, for giving some great information to our listeners. So we appreciate you for passing this information on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great rest of the day.
You too.